This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 12, text 8. Mayeva atatsva mayi bhutim nivechaya nivasishyasi mayeva ato urdvam asamshayaha. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me without a doubt. Purport. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. A devotee does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables, and the devotee becomes Krishnaized by eating the remnants. One who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so. Although this is a process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and in other Vedic literatures. Om Agyanta Nilantasya Vyantara Shalakaya Shakshara Nidita Dina Tasmai Shri Buddha Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Pada Mayam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Shabhishatam Shahagana Raganatam Vitam Skam Sidhidam Shadvaitam Sabhatutam Pravijana Sarikam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shravanama Gavita Sri Vishakam Zitanishtha He Krishna Karuna Sandhav Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskite Tata Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishna Manu Sute Devi Pranamami Puri Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Amevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mayeva where is that coming from? Mayeva manahatmasva mayi bhutim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva atu urdvam nasamshayaha. In this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna directs us to fix our minds on him. Atatsva, just fix that mind, manahatmasva. Mayi, on me. Mayi bhutim nivechaya. And fix your intelligence on me. We're misusing our intelligence. We're thinking how to use our intelligence for making money, how to use our intelligence for improving our material condition, how to use our intelligence for improving our enjoyment of this world. That's called misusing our intelligence. The animal also has intelligence for getting sense gratification. The cat, when it sees some milk sitting on your table, doesn't jump up and get it. He waits till you leave the kitchen, then he jumps up and gets it. That's intelligence. But it's intelligence for ahara nidra vayavantana, eating, sleeping, sex, and fighting. Intelligence applied for that. But the human intelligence is meant for reviving our internal Krishna consciousness. If we don't use our intelligence for increasing our Krishna consciousness, then we're foolish, in a word. We have intelligence and we're using it for some other thing. That means misusing our human intelligence. So Krishna says, the mind should be fixed on me. Fix your mind on me, fix your intelligence on me. And nivasishasi mameva. Then you'll come to me. We're all leaving. No one is staying here in this material world, in this lifetime. No one is staying. No one can say, I like my home, I like my wife, I like my car, I like my country, and I'm going to stay here. Every one of us is going to get kicked out. That's a fact. That's a fact. Then, kicked out means that we have to go someplace else. Or where will we go? Urvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jadanya nirvitistha apogacchanti tamasa. Those very few of us who have cultivated the mode of goodness may be elevated to the higher planetary systems. In Kali Yuga, that's very rare, because in Kali Yuga, everyone is infested with the modes of passion and ignorance. But if there's anyone who is really situated in the mode of goodness, peaceful, tranquil, self-controlled, situated in knowledge, then he may be elevated to the mode of goodness, free from sinful activities. No gambling, no intoxication, no eating, no illicit sex. Clean, austere, simple, straightforward, peaceful. Such a person may be elevated to the point of defense. Otherwise, a person who's in the mode of passion, always looking for more, trying to enjoy this material world, remains in this passionate world. Human life of some sort of other. Because human life is not all on one platform. There's higher and lower. Well, someplace or other he may take a human birth. And those who are in the mode of ignorance take birth in the animal kingdom. And just demoted. You use this life like an animal, become an animal. And those who are in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance, they'll go somewhere. Exactly where they'll go, there are 8,400,000 species of life. They'll go someplace. Between animal life and human life. Someplace in that sphere. But we'll continue to rotate in the cycle of birth and death in higher and lower species and suffer each time and get kicked out each time. But nivasishasi mayeva, one who fixes his mind on Krishna, one who fixes his intelligence on Krishna, nivasishasi lives in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, mameti, he goes to Krishna. Chakradeham punarjanma naiti, maam iti. One who's Krishna conscious goes back to Krishna.
One who's not stays in this material world to continue in the cycle of birth and death. So where is that person who would not want to fix his mind on Krishna, who would not want to engage in Krishna consciousness and live in Krishna? At the word from the sunshine, Krishna says, there's no doubt about it. The person whose mind is fixed on me, the person whose intelligence is fixed on me, will go back to me. Therefore, one should simply become Krishna's devotee, manmana paramatmata, madhyaji manmasku. Think of Krishna, become Krishna's devotee, worship Krishna, offer obeisances to Krishna. Then one goes back to Krishna. Manmana paramatmata, madhyaji manmasku. Mahami vajasi saksamate. This is what human life is meant for. Then someone says, well, it's very good, but I can't do it. But then the next verse is there. Ata chittam samadhatum nashaknam shi mayustiram. Abhyasa yogena tato mamas chaptum tanandara. My dear Arjuna, if you can't fix your mind on me without deviation, nashaknoshi, you can't do it. Mayistiram, steadily. Then, abhyas. Then follow the regular principles of bhakti yoga. Mamaj chaptam. In this way, develop the desire to attain me. This is the second process. The first process is for those of us who are so fortunate that we can just absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Second process is for those of us who are not so advanced. We can follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In the Nectar of Devotion, we have our book, Nectar of Devotion. The principles, bhakti rasa amrita sanyuya, Nectar of Devotion is there. The regulative principles of bhakti yoga are described. How to become Krishna conscious step by step. First process is for those who are just spontaneously Krishna conscious. Second is, we're not so fixed. We like Krishna, and we also like Maya. We like Bhagavad Gita, and we like fiction novels. We like Mahabharata, and we like Bollywood movies. We like this and we like that. Mixed. Then there are some regulative principles which will elevate us so that our desire to be Krishna conscious will become strong. We have an attraction to Maya since time immemorial. That's our history in this material world. Since no one knows when, we've been attracted to illusion. We've been attracted to illusion. So, but our natural attraction is to Krishna, because we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. So there's a process by which that natural attraction can be revived. That's the process of sadhana bhakti, the practice of abhyasa yoga. Practice of following all these different methods. They're not terrible. They're not the harsh austerities of the yogis. They're actually joyful methods. One regulative principle is to read books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone has some time to read the newspaper. But that time can be invested in reading something about Krishna. There are so many wonderful books. We have just a few of them here in English, in Gujarati, I see Tamil, I see Hindi, I thought it would be not from where I'm sitting, I don't know. But it's there sometimes, I'm sure. We have lots and lots of books. But one can read something about Krishna every day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. How long do we spend on the newspaper? We can read something. and we'll enjoy it. If we read about Krishna's Leela, it's enjoyable. It's not a horrible subject matter. It's like not like the newspapers. The newspapers every day, someone's killed, someone's stolen money, someone's some disaster is happening here, some disaster is happening there. And it's always the same old junk. But we're reading it again and again and again. That's called Puna Punas Charvata Charvanam. Chewing the chewed again and again. You pick up some sugar cane, you chew it, you suck out all the juice, you throw it down, and you pick it up and chew it again. What is that? But we're picking up these newspaper topics and chewing again and again. The juice is gone. I'm still ritual. But in this Vedic literature, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions, there's actually nectar. And it's eternal nectar. It doesn't get exhausted because I chewed it once. The more I chew, the more juice I get. Therefore, one is recommended, pivata bhagavatam prasamani, drink Srimad Bhagavatam. This Krishna Katha. Don't chew it, drink it. It's nectar. That's one of the ways by which our natural attraction to Krishna will come out. Come to the temple and see the deity of Krishna. That's also very pleasing. Chant, join the kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Very powerful. It's a regulative principle because I'm not naturally attracted to simply chanting Hare Krishna all the time. We're asked, please join the kirtan Hare Guru. And what will happen? Chant to Dharma Maharaj. Consciousness becomes spiritual. So there's some regulative principles. And the regulative principles are so nice that they draw our mind toward Krishna. They drag our mind toward Krishna. Now the mind, just like someone is in quicksand, and they throw him a rope and then they drag him out. Because on his own, he's helpless. He's just going down. And there's nothing he can do. Or he's in the waves of the ocean. There's nothing he can do. But if they get a life raft out to him or a life preserver and then drag it, he's safe. So this... these regulative principles will drag our mind away from mind toward Krishna. They'll drag us toward Krishna, which is our good fortune. So Krishna says, if you can't just simply think of me steadily, then follow these principles and you'll come to me. You'll develop that desire. That natural desire will be revived. If you can't do that, Krishna says, if you can't practice these regulations, then just try to work for me. Because by working for me, you'll come to the perfect stage. Prabhupada explains that there are some regulative principles for bhakti yoga, which should be performed under the guidance of spiritual master. But even if one can't do that, still one can be drawn to the perfect stage. How to do this has already been explained in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. One should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness, and they require help. So even if one can't directly practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, he can try to help such work. Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, labor. Just as in business, one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor, and some organization to expand. So the same is required in the service of Krishna. The only difference is that in materialism, one works for sense gratification. The same work, however, can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity. If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publications,
There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. If one can't sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. This voluntary service to the cause of Krishna consciousness will help one rise to a higher state of love for God, whereupon one becomes perfect. So this is the next thing. I don't have spontaneous love for Krishna. Somehow I'm not able to follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, but I'm sympathetic. I'd like to follow. There are those who are dedicating their time fully for the service of Krishna, and their endeavors need some support, so I can help. Then, because I'm helping, now I'm being dragged toward Krishna. Because I'm connecting myself with Krishna, the next thing will be that I'll develop, sooner or later I'll develop the desire to follow these regulative principles also. These people I'm helping, they're doing it. I could also do it. Sooner or later I'll come to that stage. And then I'll come to the stage, let me just dedicate myself to Krishna. So Krishna's not leaving anyone out. He's saying, all right, you can work for me. You can dedicate something for my service. Then someone says, no, I can't do that, because there are family impediments, or there's this, or there's that. Then Krishna says, Ataitadapyashakto si kartum mad yoga mashuta. If you're not able to take shelter of me in devotional service, work in that consciousness, sarva karma palatyagam tata guru yata. Then just do something by which you become self-situated and give up the results of your work. It may be that one is unable even to sympathize with the activities of Krishna consciousness because of social, familial, or religious considerations, or some other impediments. If one attaches himself directly to the activities of Krishna consciousness, and there may be so many objections from family members or so many other difficulties, for one who has such a problem, it's advised that he sacrifice the accumulated results of his activities to some good cause. Thus one may be gradually elevated to the state of knowledge. If there are impediments to accepting Krishna consciousness, one may try to give up the results of its actions. In that respect, social service, community service, national service, sacrifice for one's country may be accepted, so that someday one may come to the stage of pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So that's as far as Krishna goes. And if you can't even sympathize with my work and do something for me, then at least sympathize with some good work and give up the results of your activities to that. The hospital, the national service, community service. People generally think that's really an exalted thing. To give to open a hospital, to give to charity, to help the poor. That's, a person does that, he's really great. Krishna says that's if you can't do anything else. Krishna doesn't put it at the top of the list, he puts it at the bottom. If you can't do any of these other things, then do something good work for a hospital, for an orphanage, for a school, for this or that, for the country. If you can't do anything else, do that. Last choice. Last choice. But better than that is, sympathize with my activities. Sympathize with spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. And give your energy there. Because that's directly in connection with me. The hospital, the orphanage, the school, that's not directly connected with Krishna. Everything's somehow connected to Krishna. Even Maya's connected to Krishna. But this is very indirect.
But if we're directly supporting the distribution of literature, the propagation of Krishna consciousness, that's direct. So that's, Krishna says, that's better. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm the Supreme Truth. Connect yourself with that. That's better. Still better than that is actually to follow, to take it up, and follow the principles of Bhakti Yoga. That's better than just being a kind of a friendly sympathizer. Jump in and do it. Here are the beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant one mala takes, what, 5-10 minutes? One can do it. This is not hard. Even to chant 16 rounds takes 2 hours. That's serious commitment. But one can begin with 5 minutes, 10 minutes. One can read something. 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. One can come to the temple and offer respects to Krishna. And there are lots of other things mentioned in the nectar. One can follow Ekadashi, tomorrow's Ekadashi. One can observe some austerity, some fasting on Ekadashi. One can do some extra spiritual activities, reading, chanting. And by following Ekadashi, one becomes a priest. So this book, Nectar of Devotion, is full of opportunities, full of principles we can follow by which we can advance in the service of Krishna. To take part in festivals, that's another thing. Lots of people do that. They take up at least Aukama Janmashtami. Yes, we'll make advancement. There are lots and lots of opportunities. That's better. Jump in and follow these principles. And better than that is simply become mad after Krishna. Just become mudpava-nashita. Just take shelter of Krishna. Become always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Manmanam-bhava-bhaktam. And make your life fully successful. That's the goal. That's the goal. So we can keep that goal in mind and try to dedicate our full energy for the service of Krishna. Otherwise, if I can't do this, I'll do the next thing. If I can't even do that, I'll do the next thing. But let me do as much as I can to make my life successful in Krishna consciousness in this life. So that in this lifetime, I can finish up my business and go back to God. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Thank you very much. Any questions? Yeah, back to the airport, the chair. Yes? Let me give you this microphone. It's mobile. Stay there because you pick up the mic. You have to speak right into it.
If we like Krishna, and we love Maya, in the sense that we like going to restaurants, we like literature, we like movies. So how would you eventually subdue the Maya side of the aspect and gradually elevate and what Krishna eventually? How does that process come into being?
Whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, let me accept. And whatever is unfavorable, let me reject. That's the principle. But the question is, well, I kind of want to hold on to some of the things that are not favorable and some of the things that are favorable and not really so keen on accepting. So, very important to associate with devotees of Krishna. The devotee of Krishna will say, what do you want to go to the restaurant for? Let's go to the temple. Then we'll see Krishna, and we'll hear something, and we'll get Krishna prasadam. So that's better. And we won't pay anything. Or if we can't pay something, we'll pay to Krishna. Why should we pay some restaurant owner? We'll pay Krishna, and we'll take his prasadam instead of paying the businessman and taking his offering. So in that way, the devotees will encourage us that, why do you want to go here? Let's go there. Why do you want to do this? Let's do that. Why should we talk about Maya? Let's talk about Krishna. That devotee association will help us so much. We can also look for opportunities. We like to go to restaurants, so we can look, where's the restaurant, the Hare Krishna restaurant? I think we're opening the restaurant downstairs tomorrow. Or this sweet shop is already there. So one can think that, well, eating is eating. But Krishna says that if I eat food that's offered, that's prepared for sense gratification, I get contaminated. Punjate te tukham papa ye pachanti atmakar. I actually become contaminated by eating that food. And if I eat the food that's offered to Krishna, yagyashishtashina santo muchyante sarvakilvijo. Not only do I not become contaminated, but I get freed from previous contamination by accepting Krishna prasad. So eating is eating, but when it's connected to Krishna, it's so much more beneficial. So let me find the opportunity. I can come to the temple and take some of their nice sweets or their nice salty things or whatever else is being served. Or, no, the temple is too far away, or this or that. Then I can keep Krishna in my home and offer to Krishna. And it becomes so much nicer. Because then there's a loving relationship. Where's the love with my restaurant? Restaurant owner will say, oh, thank you so much for coming. You're one of our loyal customers and we appreciate your business so much. But really what he appreciates is your shillings. That's what he's looking for. And as long as the shillings are coming in, he wants you to be happy so that you'll give him money. That's all. He wants you to be happy. It's not that he doesn't care about your happiness. He wants you to be happy so that you'll give him money. That's all. But, so that's the relationship. It's just a money relationship. And he's feeding you and you're taking his food and you're paying him some money. But when you offer to Krishna, then there's love. You're thinking, how can I make it nice for Krishna's satisfaction? And afterwards you're thinking that this has been tasted by Krishna. So it's such a nice thing. Like Krishna says, you don't have to be the greatest cook, you don't have to be the wealthiest man. Offer me a simple thing. Patram pushpam phalam tokim. Some water even, Krishna says. I'll take water from you. Just offer it with love. Then you can think, this water has been tasted by Krishna. Rasoham asukhanti. I am the taste of the water. Such a nice thing. So, take advantage of the temple, come here. Or keep Krishna in your home. I know you're already doing it. Just continue trying to please Krishna. And you can pray to Krishna. Krishna, I want to be engaged in your service. This Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer to Krishna. And that's the purport. For so long I've been engaged in Maya's service. And she's not satisfied. She still wants more out of me. And I'm not satisfied. So what kind of business is this? I'm serving so diligently. You know, if you patronize a bank for 20 years or 30 years, they're, you know, because you're one of our valued customers, you know, you've been with us 30 years, we want to do something for you. But here we've been serving Maya since lifetimes and lifetimes, time immemorial, and still she's not satisfied. And we're not satisfied. If it's such a nice thing to serve Maya, we've been doing it for lifetimes, by now we should be satisfied. We should be happy, we should be blissful. But we've been doing it for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. We've tried it this way, that way, this species, that species, upside down, right side up, inside out and backwards, and still we're not satisfied. That means we're never going to be satisfied serving Maya. So we say to Maya, Maya, don't mind, but I'm not very satisfied with serving you, so you can release me from your service. Maya says, release you? No. Just one more thing. And one more after that. And again, one more. Now Maya is keeping us. They said, no, you don't want to leave my service yet. I have something that you like. And we're so unfortunate that we're thinking, well, maybe. It hasn't worked so far, but maybe now something that I would like. This is Maya. So chanting Hare Krishna is a prayer to Krishna and to Krishna's spiritual energy. Please, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I've fallen into this mess, this material world, and I'm gratifying my senses which are not being gratified. I'm forgetting you and I'm not becoming happy. I'm just revolving in this ocean of birth and death. Please pull me out of this ocean of death. What does that mean? It means, please help me to engage in those things that are favorable for your devotional service. I know that I'm attracted to the things that are unfavorable. Please get me out of that. And please pull me into the things that are favorable for your devotional service. That's what we're chanting in the chanting. Krishna, please pull me out. Please get me out of this attachment to Maya and pull me into attachment for you so that I'll actually be happy. I'm not happy serving Maya. Please engage me in your service. Well, we can go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. And when we chant with sincerity, Krishna will certainly help us. Therefore, we're giving so much emphasis to this process of chanting Hare Krishna. Because Krishna will respond, yes. This person's chanting my holy name. He's crying out to me. I have to cry. Just like a child is crying. You can't let the child just sit there. Especially the mother, if she hears the child is crying, she can't just go on with her business. She has to stop. Oh, the child is crying. Maybe what is the problem? But we're always calling out to Krishna, calling Krishna more. Let's see, this person is calling for me. I have to cry. Tesham aham samudharta ritu samsara sagara bhavami nanchirakarta maya veshita chetasam. For those who are attaching their mind to me, attaching their mind to my holy name, very quickly, not after a long time, after a short time, I pull them out of the ocean of birth and death. Ritu samsara sagara, I pull them out. So Rupa Goswami says, we shouldn't be disappointed, we should go on with determination, enthusiasm, confidence, following the standard method, associating with devotees, and Shadvir Bhaktir Prasidyati, our devotional service will be successful, no doubt. Okay? A few words about this table. This is a table, obviously, of spiritual books, and it's here for a very particular reason, that in this coming months of November and December, we're especially going to be making efforts to distribute these books in as great a quantity as we possibly can. This is what we call a Sankirtan Marathon. As there are marathons and athletics, so this is a spiritual marathon. A marathon for distributing transcendental knowledge. That's our purpose. Every year at this time, we do this. Throughout the year, we're trying to distribute this transcendental knowledge, trying to distribute these transcendental books. But in this time, November, December coming up, we make special efforts to distribute these books in great quantities. We have teams of devotees who are dedicated to this. We have individual devotees who are dedicated to this. Mahama, yesterday we had a meeting just to discuss how much are you going to do? What is your goal? What is your objective? Our Mahama, who personally wants to distribute 10 sets of this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, second book, Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos. If someone gets this, if someone even keeps the Srimad Bhagavatam in his house, the Shastra says he becomes super elevated just by keeping it. And what does he agree to? So his goal is, apart from this many small books, this many big books, the whole sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? For the welfare of others. He's not going to make any money. You know, they have these sales teams, they go out and they're getting set objectives because they're going to get some money in their pocket. And the corporation is encouraging them because they're going to make money. But here our objective is how to distribute solely for the welfare of others. The devotees who are distributing the books are not going to make any money. They're not improving their economic condition. But their goal is how to please Krishna. In that sense, they become wealthier than any wealthy man. Because there's nothing more valuable than pleasing Krishna. So this is our purpose. Books are displayed for that reason. And there are various things you can do in connection with this. One is that after we're finished speaking, you can come up and see which books don't I have. And you can start to fill up your library. One book, two books, 10 books, whatever you don't have, take as much as you can. And in that way, you're doing something substantial. If you don't have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, just begin now. Make a program for giving the whole set. Not a very big set, only 12 cantos, but so much knowledge. Or Chaitanya Charitamrita, postgraduate, or the Krishna book, Krishna's pastimes, or the Bhagavad Gita, if you don't have a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is, or any of these small books. Or the nectar of devotion, which we were talking about. You find out what the things are that you can do. These are such great books. Srila Prabhupada dedicated himself to giving these books to the world. So, Hare Krishna. So charity begins at home. You can pick up one of these books or a batch of these books and keep them with you as your profit, as something of great value for you. I'll just keep it till something happens. Oh, I see, it's that. You can sponsor some of these books for distribution to others. Our sponsorships begin at $10 million. If you have $10 million, you can sponsor a lot of books. If you're not quite in that bracket, then you can participate in any up to whatever extent you're able. Excuse me? Starting from $10? Yeah, starting from $1, whatever you like. Give something and say, here's a contribution, please distribute some books to people who don't have them. Especially, we're keen, very keen to distribute books to the African people. They're not always the richest people, but they're very interested in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes, we were discussing yesterday, Manasi Ganga was saying, you know, I can go to the sabji market and so many Indian ladies will be there, but they won't be interested. But when I go to the African homes, so many people are interested in taking these books. So they may not be the wealthiest people, but they're very keen to understand something about spiritual life. So that combination is there, their interest and your money, and the knowledge gets distributed. So you can do that. Or, now that I'm thinking of it, you can help distribute the books. You can take some opportunity in the evenings, on the weekend, whenever you have a little time. And our devotees are going out every single day. There's one girl here at Dwargavasini. She's going out 3 hours a day distributing books and finding so much enjoyment in doing them. And one African boy came yesterday, Alex, and he told us that I met her on the street and she gave me a book and it was interesting, so I read it. And then I got so many more books and I've been reading them, and that's why I came here today. I want to become a devotee. And then I asked him, well, why didn't you go out and help her distribute the books? He said, I'd like to do that. Yes. Books are so wonderful that just after reading them a short time, now he wants to go out and help share them with others as they were shared with him. So you can take the opportunity. It's great enjoyment. We're not being paid to distribute these books, but we enjoy doing it. And you may also find that you'll enjoy doing it, going house to house, or going to the homes of your friends and giving them books, or in any other way that you may need them. You can help distribute the books personally. You can sponsor the distribution of books. You can sponsor the distribution of a book to yourself. At least pick up a book. This will be going on for, as I said, with great concentration now, till the end of the year. And we invite you to take part. As Krishna says here, as you're able. As you're able. And you'll increase in Krishna consciousness and help others also. Okay. Just as a final, so if you'd like to pick one up, I'm sitting here, the books are sitting here, I'm at your service. And apart from that, it's prasadam distribution, right? That's the next program. So certainly take prasadam. Thank you all very much. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.